Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Lowe, ESPN College Football senior writer, joining us now. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Just enjoying listening to the banter there. I agree with some of it. I don't necessarily agree with some of it, though.
Okay, well, tell me you don't agree with, Chris. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, I understand the rationale in playing neutral site games.
Right.
But, man, I'm a traditionalist. I love seeing LSU go play at Penn State and Penn State coming back the next year and playing at LSU. I love seeing Georgia go play. I was going to say Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's going to be an SEC team. Let's say Georgia go play at USC and then USC coming back the next year and playing on Georgia's campus. I love the generations of fans, granddads and dads and sons.
So, Chris, when you say not a neutral site.
Right, right. I love the non-conference series, the big – let's be honest, man. We need more good games in college football. I loved that Penn State-Auburn game the other night.
That was awesome.
We need more of those games, certainly in September. I love the fact that Florida State and LSU are playing. I just wish you were in Tiger Stadium 1 year and then Doak Campbell Stadium the next year. I like those games being played on campus.
Okay.
Now, what I agree with is – this is what I agree with. The SEC scheduling model stinks. It absolutely stinks. I heard you say that LSU hadn't played Tennessee since the year Tennessee had 12 men on the field in the game.
Yeah, Chris, my son T-Bob's playing, and he's stabbing the ball because it's like, okay, we got to get a playoff before the clock runs out. I mean, think about it. You're basically talking about a decade plus.
Bobby, that was four Tennessee head coaches ago. I mean, which says, hey, the schedule, you know, it's ridiculous that you go that long and don't play. It also says that sort of explains why Tennessee's been irrelevant now for 10-plus years.
Yep.
Chris Lowe, ESPN College Football senior writer. Chris, what's the national take on LSU this year?
I think still wait and see a little bit. You know, that obviously was not a great performance out at UCLA. And then it looks even worse that UCLA comes back this past week and loses to Fresno State. Not that the Tigers are going to correct everything if they win at Mississippi State this weekend, but certainly it's a step in the right direction. I think probably the other way to look at it is if they don't get this game at Mississippi State with all they've got coming up on their schedule the rest of the way, it may be hard for LSU to have a winning season.
Yeah, I mean, after Mississippi State, you got Auburn, you got Ole Miss, who I think is a much improved football team. Obviously, you got Alabama, you got a Florida, and you still got Texas A&M and an Arkansas team that also, I think, the arrow's pointing up on their program.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. If you don't win this game, then getting to you guys look down the schedule and show me how they're going to get the 7 wins if they don't win this game. And, you know, you mentioned Mississippi, Ole Miss. Of course, I sound like Jackie Sherrill. Remember Jackie Sherrill used to piss off all the Ole Miss fans when he called them Mississippi?
Yeah.
But you mentioned Ole Miss. Think if there was a 12-game playoff this year in college football. How many SEC teams would get it? I think realistically 5 would get in.
Right.
Maybe 6, depending on what Auburn does the rest of the way. Auburn certainly looked like a solid football team, and it's just a really, really difficult environment to play in last Saturday up at Happy Valley. But I think you get 5 in this year if there's a 12-team playoff, and potentially 6. So that shows you how deep the SEC is this year.
Now, you know, Chris, when you look at it, 35-34 defeat to Louisiana Tech. Now, to me, this is impressive. ACC. I mean, North Carolina State, 24-10 win. You only give up 10 points. But then you lose to Memphis 31-29. But not necessarily the defense's fault. That'd be Mississippi State's defense. You look, a turnover, the first offensive stab against Memphis went for a touchdown. Then you got a miscue on special teams. So what is your take? Do you think LSU's offense can have success against that Mississippi State defense?
Well, they're going to have to play better than they have and certainly play cleaner football. I'll tell you this. You talk to people around the college game, certainly offensive coordinators and head coaches, and you ask them. I mean, we all know who the name marquee defensive coordinators are in college football, you know, from Venables at Clemson, you know, right on down. But you start talking about guys that maybe don't get the respect they deserve or maybe aren't household names as defensive minds or defensive coordinators, and start at guy at Mississippi State. I think he's done as well the last couple of years. When you start looking at personnel based on the right personnel they're facing, the way he's able to dial up schemes and blitzes at just the right time. You're right. I mean, if you look at that score last week, you think, well, State didn't play that great on defense. Well, one of those right touchdowns is a blown call in special teams. The other one comes after a turnover. So he will mix it up. He will disguise stuff. They're really good up front. They're going to make you earn everything you get. So LSU is going to have to play a lot better, a lot more consistently. And I think the key thing is being clean, because if you get a lot of pre-snap errors and you're like bad down in distance and you really let Arnett and that defense sort of load up and come after you, it's going to be a long night for the Tigers.
Now, when you look at the air raid offense, obviously how it's structured, they want to throw the football, but it wasn't so much against UCLA. They couldn't stop the big back. But I was actually impressed with LSU because I thought he'd have a lot more yards, that being Lee Nichols III from Central Michigan, a big guy. He had 18 yards on 12 carries. He averaged 1.8 yards per rush. Does that even come into play to help out a quarterback like Rodgers, when you look at Will Rogers and what they're asking him to do, and you look at the receiver talent, Wally Polk and all that, but don't you have to run the ball every now and then, or it's not necessarily the case for Mike Leach offense?
No, I think Mike believes that the forward pass is the only play you can run in football. I'm being facetious, obviously. I had a chance to spend some time over the years with Mike, and you know, he's a little bit like Spurrier. And that, yeah, he likes to throw it, and that's what he does. And he's so creative at getting guys open and finding mismatches. But he will run the football, and he will pick spots in the game. He's got really good timing about that. When you think maybe he's going to go throw, he'll try to lean on you and run the football more. And I think that's probably the underrated part of Mike Leach, is just when you think he is going to sort of settle into being pass happy, he'll pick his spots and run it. So, but I still think you're right. I think you do got to run it. I think if the defense, and in this case LSU, if you get, I don't care who you are, Mississippi State or anybody, in situations where they've got to throw it and everybody knows in the stadium they've got to throw it, that's when as a defense you're at an advantage. So I think first down is big for LSU in this game, in making Mississippi State be in a situation where, you know, they're facing a lot of third and eights, third and sevens, you know, and have sort of that playbook be cut down. Mike will throw it, and obviously he's everywhere he's been, they've had a prolific passing game, sometimes with really good quarterbacks, sometimes the quarterbacks are just okay, but he's always found a way to move the football and score points. And I think as you see this season progress, as everybody starts to sort of get on the same page with State and their offense, you're going to see him, you know, continue just to get better. But I think this is a game, you know, it doesn't have the, you know, it doesn't have the pop that Florida, Alabama did
right
last week, obviously. But I do think this, for both teams, is a bit of a springboard game. I think the winner of this game could still go on and have a pretty good season. I think the loser's in real trouble.
Now, Chris, along those lines, what is your evaluation or Max Johnson? Look, he completed 26 of 35 passes, 372 yards. Those are all modern numbers, because that would be unbelievable 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, and five touchdowns. You look at all the talent they have at the receiver position with LSU. What is your take on Deion Smith? At 135 yards on five receptions and scored the Tigers' first two offensive touchdowns on passes of 28 and 40 yards. To me, sometimes I'm looking at Max Johnson. I don't know. He's just throwing it up. It's like a 50-50 ball. I think my guy is better than your guy, and just give him a chance.
Well, and there's something to be said for that. You know, when you've got really good people around you, quarterback, guys can go up and get the football, guys that get those 50-50 balls, it can get separation. You know, I think more times than not, you know, if you trust in those guys, you give them a chance to go do that. I still think it's hard to assess Max Johnson or any quarterback that's for the first time being a starter after just three games. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair to him or anybody else.
That's a great point.
You know, because so much of it is how the guys around him play, you know, how they play around him, you know, right. How they come together, you know, the chemistry that develops. And you don't do that, you know, in three games. So I think we have a much better feel of where Max is, where this offense is, where the passing game is, you know, come mid-October, late October.
Chris Lowe, ESPN College Football senior writer. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. He's interesting article on fired coaches, flawed rosters, frosty rapport with Zion, inside David Griffin's turbulent Pelicans tenure. This
Ben
is Sports
Simmons,
Talk here on
Ben
WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.